USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants Americans to go back to church. He's declared them to be essential.
The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less.
Some governors say the president can't order them to open churches, but the Justice Department has already been warning states they cannot let businesses reopen while keeping churches closed. They also sent a letter to LA's mayor warning that extending stay-at-home orders may be unlawful. This while Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended their stay-at-home orders for another 3 weeks, despite declining infections and increasing protests. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Jersey Shore is reopening for Memorial Day, but things aren't quite the same. USA Radio Network's John Hunt is in the area and gives us a peek from his perspective.
Beaches are reopening all around the country for Memorial Day weekend, including the Jersey Shore, with the coronavirus still stalking the state and the rest of the USA. Not everything will be the way it used to be. Signs around the area said social distance today starts spreading the news. No arcades, no rides, no concerts or special events, closed playgrounds, capacity limits on beaches, long lines to use the few public bathrooms that will be open, and just takeout at most bars and restaurants, with drones flying overhead to help authorities monitor it all. Police and other security will be out on the sand to make sure people keep 6 feet apart, and lifeguards will blow the whistle on anyone who does not follow the new rules. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Bobbleheads are typically reserved for sports stars and celebrities, but now with the coronavirus pandemic, we're paying closer attention to the unheralded and underappreciated workers of America. USA's John Clements reports.
They're called the Essential Heroes Bobblehead Series, with 35 different selections. Phil Scolaro, the Milwaukee-based National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, tells us about the selection of different professions.
Doctors, nurses, postal workers, delivery drivers, aviation, truck drivers and bus drivers. We do actually have the media in there. We've been, you know, keeping people informed. We have both radio, you know, DJ and news radio as one of them. We have reporters, and we also have TV news anchors.
A portion of the sale of the bobbleheads goes to Protect the Heroes campaign. I'm John Clemens.
The Justice Department says a former election official in Philadelphia has pleaded guilty to accepting bribes to cast fraudulent ballots for candidates. The department said the official, Dominic DeMuro, pleaded to conspiring to deprive people of civil rights and using interstate facilities in aid of bribery. Prosecutors say he cast fraudulent ballots and certified bogus voting results during the 2014, 15, and 16 primary elections in Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.